Right after violence spread through our city in April, Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Greater Chesapeake saw an increase of nearly 3,000% in people who expressed an interest in becoming a mentor to a local young person. But the surge in applications did not result in very many more mentors actually connecting with kids and changing their lives. In fact, only a handful of the thousands of men who inquired about becoming a mentor actually followed through in the process. Well, gentlemen, it is time to step up. Let's hear from Joshua White. He is 19 years old. He's an apprentice in the Wide Angle Youth Media Youth Program. His mentor is David Sloan, who works as a production manager at Wide Angle. Here's what Joshua has to say about his mentorship.
There have been times where I have told David, like, a lot of things that have been going on in my personal life of, like, why I couldn't operate, like, at a certain time in my life, or, like, why I chose to do a certain film a certain way or things like that. You know, it's just better, like, connecting with somebody who's actually not, like, in your family, because you feel like you probably wouldn't tell, like, somebody like your mom or your dad or something, like, something that close to home, because you don't want them to worry too much. You want someone that has, like, a higher level of understanding to basically mentor you through, like, a lot of situations and problems that you have. You don't want someone to have particularly the same problem you have, but you want them to either go through it and came out of it, or you just want someone who, like, completely understands it. Because two people who have the same problem probably can't solve it together. I think, like, around, like, last year, I've lost, like, a lot of things that were, like, close to me. I had a completely different way of thinking. I just thought, like, there was no point in, like, being close to people and things like that. David helped me see things from a different point of view. You know, like, life just continues to go on.
Joshua White, here's what he had to say about how important it is to have a male mentor.
Men can teach men how to be men. I know there are a lot of women that can teach a guy, like a boy to turn into a man, but I feel like for a better perspective, there's another male to teach another guy. This is how you can do this. Instead of complaining about it, you can shape up and do something better about it. It teaches us boys not to just talk about it, but to actually be about it. We're no longer like talking about how this is upside down for our lives, but instead we're actually like taking charge of our own lives and impacting ourselves. I don't have my biological father with me. I didn't lose him to anything. It was just more of the choice that he chose to step out that kind of, like, stuck with me. You know, when you have that type of thought, like, you know, what's wrong with me? You know, what happened? Why doesn't he want to take care of me? It kind of, like, sends, like, a certain mentality for you. I feel like it's very important for young people to have mentors. You know, a lot of people shame this generation, but a lot of people don't choose to help change it. I feel like in order for something to grow, you have to change it at the root. Why not change everything while we're kids and help us to grow up to have like a different way of thinking so we can empower the next young child?
Joshua White, he's 19 years old. His mentor is David Sloan at Wide Angle Youth Media. Terry Hickey is the president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Greater Chesapeake. He joins me in the studio. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. Now, full disclosure, I serve on the board of Big Brothers Big Sisters. I've been a mentor since 1999 to my main man, Paul Wright Jr., who's doing great. The problem here is that in April after the unrest, a lot of interest, but very little follow through. What happened?
Yeah, in the few months following the unrest, we received 1,800 inquiries. That means somebody going on our website, going up to one of our staff members in the street and signing up saying, I want to do this. In Baltimore City, 450 of those individuals were men. And of those 450, 75 followed through in some way with the agency. And we've been able to match 15 of them with boys, which leaves about 250 young men like Joshua on our wait list.
And the deficit in terms of mentors really is in men rather than in women. There are a number of women, females, who are volunteering to mentor young people.
Women are incredibly generous with their time. You know, those are the national statistics that women get involved more across the board. But we've seen it right here. You know, of those 1,800, 1,400 were women, and a number of them wanted to follow through. We didn't have the girls in the right areas to match them at the time.
You've got a campaign going called Be More, Be Big here in November. There's an event today at City Hall where people can learn more about mentoring and sign up. What is the crux of this campaign? What are we trying to accomplish here?
Well, it's simple. We need men. You know, you heard Joshua, and it can't be said better, but what I want people to understand is that there's hundreds of other boys and girls, but right now on our list, more boys out there thinking exactly the same thing, but they don't have that mentor that they can talk about. You know, we after the riots, we talked a lot about the different types of poverty that was impacting, you know, our city. What we don't talk about a lot is relationship poverty. We have young men out there impoverished in their sense of relationships with adults. And we have moms bringing their sons to us saying, I recognize the fact that in my son's life, I need a mentor. I need a big brother for my son, or I need a mentor in one of these different great programs out there. So we are trying to bring it to men. We are making it almost inescapable in the month of November to understand the issue and make it really, really easy for people to sign up either with Big Brothers or one of the other great dozens of mentoring programs in the city.
Because there are a lot of other programs as well, and Big Brothers actually works with the Maryland Mentoring Partnership and does training and helps some of them. So there are places, I mean, you can mentor at your church, you can mentor at a number of different spots, right? It's not just Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters is a community-based one-to-one program. If you want to, you know, spend time with a young person out there in the community on your own time, but we have a lengthy, it's one-to-one. We have at least a year's commitment. There's great programs out there that do all variety of things. There's Thread, there's My Sister Circle, there's tutoring academic-based mentoring programs like Higher Achievement. And you can go on and on. They all have different access points. They all have different requirements. But at the end of the day, you are connecting in a relationship with a young person.
And the data about the effectiveness, the data about the advantage to a young person having a mentor in his or her life, it's indisputable, isn't it?
I'm a former law professor, and I've built my career around thinking about data and outcomes. Mentoring is indisputable. Every major study out there shows that mentoring, if it's done with a group that understands, follows standards, background checks, screening, it's one of the little known sides of mentoring is we have to be really deliberate. Every program does about putting adults in the life of children. So you have to be a little patient with any mentoring program you're looking to sign up. It's going to take a little time to get you onboarded. But at the end of the day, children that are mentored stay in school longer, go to college more, use drugs and alcohol less. The Wall Street Journal even reported that over the course of a lifetime, a child can earn $315,000 more in the course of a career than children without a mentor. These are tangible things.
Couldn't be more important. And gentlemen, if you've got any questions about it, you want to ask me personally about my personal experience as a mentor, send me an email, thall@wipr.org. I'll give you a call. We'll have a conversation about it. I know a lot of folks say, oh, I'm too busy, I can't do it. I'd love to address that. And I know that the folks at Big Brothers would love to address that as well. Right, Terry?
We were sitting there at the press conference that we did to kick off this campaign. And to my right was the fire chief, who's a pretty busy guy. And he's been a Big Brother for the last 6 months, and it's going great. So time should not be the issue. If you want to make an impact, change the life of a child, become a mentor.
Terry Hickey, appreciate you coming by. Thanks.
Thank you.
Terry Hickey is the president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Greater Chesapeake. Today at Baltimore City Hall from 11 to 12:30, Big Brothers Big Sisters will have recruiters on site so that city employees or anyone else can sign up during their lunch hour. So if you thought about becoming a mentor, this is a great opportunity to check it out and learn more about what's involved. Also, next Tuesday morning, I'll be the MC at a breakfast event called Big Impact, at which the focus will be on workforce development. It's all interrelated. We'd love to have you join us. We have a link to more information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. That's all for us today. Nathan Sterner is Maryland Morning's co-host, director, and engineer. Thanks to Matt Tackett for filling in for Nathan this morning. Rob Sivak, Jonna McCone, and Kathleen Cahill produced the broadcast with assistance from Scott Seiss. Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville provides us coffee. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. And thanks to Chris Kennedy and Clean Cuts Music for our theme song. Speaking of theme songs, we love Chris's music, but on Monday we're going to present you with a few samples of music that may become the next theme song of Maryland Morning. Tune in and let us know which one you think we should choose Monday morning on Maryland Morning. We'll see you then. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.